Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me today, for all who are willing to follow the Lord. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today on the subject of what shall I give him? And I hope that you think of that word sacrifice when we're talking about spiritual things, not primarily as pain or loss or deprivation, much less of payment for sin. Christ has already offered the once and forever perfect and complete sacrifice on behalf of all of us. By the way, did you know that? Did you know that Jesus paid it all? There's an old hymn that says, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked, come to thee for dress. Helpless, look to thee for grace." That's what it's like. That's what the gospel is about. We're proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, the cross of Calvary, where that sacrifice was made. But if we're going to follow the Lord Jesus, we must walk the same pathway that He walked, insofar as that is possible for us. And there are many ways in which it is much more possible than we imagine. As we learn to walk one step at a time with Jesus, we learn the deeper things, a little bit deeper each day, a little bit more understanding is given to us. It's obedience that opens our eyes. It is the step of obedience that leads to the next step, which is closer to God, one more step of progress in the spiritual life. So when we talk about sacrifice, we're not talking primarily of pain and loss and deprivation or payment for sin, but we are talking about an offering. Now, what is it that we can give to the Lord Jesus? That old hymn that says, "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." And that last line answers the question, what shall I give him? Even if I owned the world, that would be an offering too small unless I were willing to give him my soul, my life, my all, my body. Romans 12:1 says that I am to present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, as an act of spiritual worship. It amazes me to think that this physical body of mine, which is aging, white, female, tall, Anglo-Saxon, those are the terms in which God chose to have me live, this body, very physical, is to be presented as an act of spiritual worship. You know, this is one of the most wonderful things to me about the Christian faith, the fact that spiritual things work in a physical realm, and physical things have spiritual significance. There's no dichotomy, no separation between body and spirit, no very significant separation. Everything is to be brought under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Everything is to be offered to Him. My soul, my life, my all that I have, all that I do, all that I suffer, and that is a willing relinquishment of my right to myself. Now, the world is telling us very strongly every day in a variety of ways that we have a right to our own bodies, that we have a right to run our own lives. Well, you know, I have found the greatest freedom and joy, may I even say the greatest liberation in the world, by becoming a slave, a bond slave of Jesus Christ, relinquishing my right to myself and turning over to God all that I am and have. I turn it over to Him in love, in adoration, and in thanksgiving. Now think of a bride. When a bride comes down the aisle with her eyes fixed on that beloved face of the groom who stands looking so handsome in front of her, her deepest heart's desire is to relinquish her right to herself and surrender to her bridegroom. And that's a picture of the spiritual relationship between us and Christ. Christ is the head of the church, and the church is His bride. He is the bridegroom, the church His bride. And you and I, if we believe in Jesus Christ and have surrendered to His lordship, are members of His bride. And so we are turning ourselves over totally to the bridegroom, Christ, just as an ordinary bride turns herself over to her husband. It's not pain. It's not loss. It's not deprivation. It's love and adoration and thanksgiving. And when my heart just bursts with love and adoration and thanksgiving to God, I sometimes ask myself, what do people do who don't know God? Surely every human being must have times when they feel an overwhelming sense of gratitude. But who can they thank? Well, you and I know that everything comes from God, and He is our loving Father, and we can thank Him. There's an old word that probably many of you have never heard. It's the word oblation. And oblation means an offering or a sacrifice. We have many notions of sacrifice and oblation from gospel songs, as I've mentioned one of them already, when I survey the wondrous cross, and I can remember when I was a little child singing, "Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid?" And another one, "I surrender all." And I used to puzzle over that one especially because I didn't really quite get the picture as to whether it meant that I was to give my dolls to Jesus. I remember hearing about a little boy who was singing that song, and his father heard him muttering under his breath, "My all is on the altar, all except my baby bunny." And there's a sense in which the answer is yes, I do offer to Him all that I have. But of course, God doesn't expect us to understand all these things when we're just children. He expects us to move one step at a time into a fuller and deeper understanding of the spiritual principle of sacrifice. It is an act of worship, an act of offering back to God everything. A friend of mine who had grown up in a Christian family but had long since moved very far away from the principles that his parents had taught him and had more or less in effect almost become an atheist. And he said that one of the things that brought him back to Christ was just this overwhelming sense of thanksgiving for so many things in his life, so many blessings, and he thought, "I felt lost with no one to thank. And then I remembered that it was God." The first act of worship and sacrifice in the Old Testament, in the Bible, is that of Abel when he brought the firstling of his flock. It was accepted because he brought it in faith. His brother Cain brought an offering as well, but apparently, according to Hebrews 11:4, he didn't bring it with the same faith, with the same belief in God, and so his offering was not as acceptable as his brother Abel's, and you may remember the story. He was so jealous and angry with his brother Abel that he killed him. Noah, after he built the ark and was rescued through the flood. His first act after the flood was to build an altar. When Abraham arrived in Shechem, he built an altar under the oak of Moreh. And then when he went to a mountain east of Bethel, he built another altar there. So this is a very ancient concept, worship and sacrifice. It is an expression of reverence, of fear, of love. The Bible tells us that we are priests. That's one of the things that the Bible reveals to us, that in Christ we have the position of priests, and a priest's primary function was to offer sacrifice. Well, we're going to be talking more about this idea of what shall I give him, and I hope we'll be able to make it very practical and applicable to your life.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. We can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.